So when we talk about the present moment, the now, what does that mean? The mind says it doesn't mean anything. The mind says there's no such thing as the now. Can you show me where it is? There's only past and future, and it's something very fleeting here that really has no meaning. That's what the mind says. But there's, when we say the now, there's a mystery in there and there's a key in there. What temporarily we call the now, something very strange. This moment, we are here. Before this moment happened, as an event in time, it already had a shadowy existence in your mind as the anticipation of this moment. It was going to happen. You knew you were going to come here, so and soon it'll be over, and it'll recede into the past, and it'll be a memory. Another present moment will be there, or the same moment filled with the appearance of some other event, phenomenal event. Your whole life, it's strange how when something is gone, it evaporates into nothingness. Even this, there will come a time when nobody will remember this beautiful moment as an external appearance. These bodies will go, so the memories will go, and then a few photos may survive of this event, live a little bit longer, and then become yellow, and then some people may have videoed something, but that probably has a limited lifespan too. And so eventually, the external appearance of this moment will have evaporated completely, including the bodies. And yet there's something here that is beyond the external appearance of this moment. There's something deeper. The very essence of your life, which is like a phantom, your childhood, where is it now? Events of last week, gone, dissolved. It comes into the now, gone. What remains is the field of now in which your whole life unfolds as form. The stillness that is underneath whatever happens. Things happen. The stillness is there and allows it to happen. To know yourself as that stillness is freedom. Freedom from form, freedom from the world, freedom from self as the little me. And then the world is a beautiful place. It's no longer threatening, it's not threatening, and it's no longer promising. It loses the qualities of promise. Something there is going to give it to me. It's here now. You don't need to be given anything. Your very essence is life in its fullness now. I don't want you to believe in that as an idea in your head. The words are only a little signpost. It's only if you are in the now, with every cell of your body, that's how it's initially I put it, you can realize the truth of this, that life in its fullness, an expression Jesus used. He said, I want you to have the fullness of life. Life in its fullness, beyond anything happening or not happening. Nothing to do with how much time you still have as this form, nothing to do with any life situation or condition, good or bad. Life in its fullness is already here, and that's, I call that sometimes the power of this moment, which is life. So you don't need the world anymore then, and you don't fear the world anymore, and you don't need the future anymore, you don't fear the future anymore. It has a peripheral existence, only practical purposes. Let's meet tomorrow at 4 o'clock, okay. That's practical, it works on that level. Beyond that, future is no longer needed to give you a sense of its promise of some kind of deeper identity or fulfillment. It's an illusion, it never comes. How can it give you that? There's only this. So it's going beyond your life situation and the conditions of the me to a place of greater depth where you need nothing. Need nothing. And then as a little gift, many things come to you on the phenomenal external level. Life suddenly becomes so friendly, whereas before it was an enemy to be fighting. Life suddenly becomes friendly. Even the phenomenal existence has suddenly a friendly face. Why? How can it change from life being what Churchill called, when he talked about human of history, Churchill said about history is one damn thing after another. And for many people, that's how they perceive their existence. One damn thing after another. Just. And that doesn't happen anymore. Life is no longer perceived through external existence, is no longer perceived and created through the me, fictitious mindset of me. So when you're fighting life, life fights you. It's a mirror. And when you allow and say yes, life suddenly says yes. Oh, you embrace it, that means life can flow through you freely. Consciousness, life, God, just words, can move and even express itself through this form freely. And from being a burden on the planet, which is what humanity is right now, and from being a burden to yourself and a troublemaker to yourself and others, with a little me, from being this burden, suddenly there's a blessing that walks on the planet. There's a lightness to it, no longer the heaviness of the person. And that's, love is now present. The person talks about love, but of course, it's all fiction. And things you had, the little me said, I need that for my happiness. Often, they just come when you don't need them anymore. They may not, it doesn't matter. But the strange thing is, many things simply come. Icing on the cake is what matters. And you have the cake, or you are the cake. Seek only the kingdom of heaven. No, seeking is a temporary phase. You're not seeking anymore. Be who you are, That's the kingdom of heaven, which is within here now. All the other things that you thought you needed will be added unto you.